Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 10th, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are looking at complaints by human rights defenders that democracy is increasingly under attack in Zimbabwe, with the frequent arrests of people accused of gathering without police clearance or insulting President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Today, 36 people were arrested in Harare during a launch of the Zimbabwe We Want campaign, a church-led initiative which demands, and I quote, a corruption-free, just, peaceful, prosperous and democratic Zimbabwe. Those arrested included Bishop Anselmo Magaya of the Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, who was later released, according to the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. But the rest were being detained and denied legal representation this evening, the lawyers added. Also, human rights advocates complain about the police denying them permission to conduct a vigil for departed lawyer and democracy campaigner Dr. Alex Magaisa, who died in the UK this week. The vigil was set for Harare at the weekend, but the police blocked it, saying the conveners had not followed due process. Yilo utaba esingalo zihlobo esandekayo ngilamukele emakhaya kuhlelo lwe Live Talk lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu utaba olusekudwini ngolwabalwela amalungelo oluntu kanye labamabandla aphikisayo abakhalayo bayakhonona lapha bathi hayi umbuso weZANU-PF kanya usufike kwelinye izinga ngobubi ngoba abantu bayabotshwa nje mahlayana. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje kubotshwe abantu abangu 36 behlangene eHarare besungula umkhankaso okuthiwa yiZimbabwe We Want campaign, ilizwe leZimbabwe esilifunayo. Lo ngumkhankaso othi ufuna iZimbabwe engelankohlakalo, iZimbabwe lapha abantu abaphathwa ngokufanayo, iZimbabwe elempumelelo njalo elokuthula, kanti njalo ebuswa ngendlela egoqela umuntu wonke esingathi idemokrasi. Omunye obebotshwe labantu laba nguBishop Anselmo Magaya owebandla leZimbabwe Divine Destiny. Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwamagqwetha uphange wakhululwa. Sibone njalo izolo amapholisa esalisa abangane bakadokotela Alex Magaisa abekade beqoqa ukuhlangana eHarare kusasa ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yivigil, ukumbuthanela belayitha amakhandlela nje bemkhumbula njengomuntu obelwela amalungelo oluntu obhubhe kuliviki obhubhele kwelengilandi. Bayakhala ngakho abantu abaningi bathi hayi, idemokrasi is under attack eZimbabwe, umbuso okhululekileyo uya uncipha ngokwenza kukahulumende wongo kwaziwayo watereri kusangana ukumuchirongwa che Live Talk nasi muswe chishano tiri kukurukura nenyaya yevema sangano anorwira kuzirozevano pamwe chete nevema apato anopikisa yavo vari kuchema kuti utongi we hurumende yeZANU-PF washata zvakanyanyisisa. Vari kuchema ivo kuti vanhu vari kungosungwa zvisina tsarukano. Kutaura kunoku, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights iri kuti kwasungwa vanhu vanokwana 36 nhasi kuHarare uku, vanga vakasangana vachiumba sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe We Want campaign, rinova sangano remachechi. Vari kuti vanoda nyika isina corruption, nyika ine runyararo uye nyika ine budiriro pamwe chete nedemokrasi. Saka Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights iri kuti vanhu ivavo vasungwa vanosanganisira vaAnselmo, Bishop Anselmo Magaya veZimbabwe Divine Destiny, asi vaMagaya vazosunungurwa havo. Saka ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi veduwe tine vanyarikani vedu va Dr. Shepherd Mpofu vanongorora zvematongero enyika pamwe chete nava Tawanda Dzokora ve Citizens Coalition for Change tichazoitazve vamasimba Mavaza vekungirandi vekuzanu PF vavimbisa kuti vachange vachipinda muchirongwa. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Dzokora of the Triple C. Mr. Dzokora, 36 people have been arrested today, as you have already heard, for launching a campaign demanding a peaceful and corruption-free Zimbabwe. We haven't heard what charges they are facing yet, but what's your take on that?
Thank you, Mkoma. Thank you, Muriye Zimbabwe. You know, we condemn the arbitrary arrests of innocent citizens in Zimbabwe. And we thought ZANU-PF was afraid only of the citizens. But of late, we are seeing that they are even afraid of pastors. They are afraid of people that are gathering to pray. You also know that ZANU-PF or the police, with instructions from ZANU-PF, stopped the candle lighting and prayer session for the late Dr. Magaisa. May his soul rest in peace. We are also seeing here that ZANU-PF is even afraid of the dead. They are afraid of the impact of Dr. Magaisa. This was just a prayer session. This was just a candle lighting session. And Bishop Magaya and other citizens, other Zimbabweans, we're just gathering to pray for a better Zimbabwe, for a new Zimbabwe, for a Zimbabwe that respects human rights, a Zimbabwe that is not corrupt, a Zimbabwe that puts Zimbabweans first, that puts people first, that respects the wishes and the will of the people. They were just praying. They were not demonstrating.
Coming to you, Dr. Mpofu, is democracy under attack in Zimbabwe?
For starters, we can say that democracy never existed in Zimbabwe. There's never been a moment or a time of peace in Zimbabwe, even since 1980. Some people could have enjoyed peace, but not the whole nation and not everyone. And when Mnangagwa came in, he made so many promises that he was departing from the trajectory that Mr. Mugabe was leading the country to and towards. And what you have now is the real face of ZANU-PF and the real face and the real heart of Mr. Mnangagwa and the ruling ZANU-PF. I think one of the most horrifying things that ZANU-PF did after the departure of Mr. Mugabe is to promise people that they are going to bring in a new dispensation that respects human rights, that respects human dignity, that respects economic prosperity for each and every Zimbabwean. But ZANU-PF has been evil and wicked, and the country has been led by evil and wicked men, and this is what is coming out now. How on earth do you arrest people who are in a prayer session? They are not on the streets marching, as if marching was a crime in any case. They are not armed with anything, but all they are doing is to pray for a Zimbabwe that they aspire for a Zimbabwe that they wish for, and for a Zimbabwe that has not been delivered by any political parties or by any politicians, ZANU-PF included. And I think this is a shameless act to actually curtail the freedoms of people, whatever small freedoms that the country affords Zimbabweans at the moment. It's quite shameful and quite diabolical, actually, to arrest people who are in a prayer session, including also to refuse people to have a funeral wake in remembrance of the dead. What violence could potentially erupt from a funeral wake of somebody like Alex Magaiza, who never was a proponent of violence, a man who was peaceful, and all he did was to confront the regime with his pen.
Ekwenziweni pho Dr. Mpofu, kuyini kahle kahle okungenziwa okungenza umbuso okhululekileyo ugxile eZimbabwe njengoba usithi hayi ukhanya uyagugudeka ke lo mbuso okhululekileyo idemocracy?
Hayi, ukuthi wenziweni lokho sokuzafuna uNkulunkulu angenele, njengoba sibona ukuthi abantu bayakhuleka emasontweni but bagcina bebotshiwe. Akulanto engenziwa ngabantu beZimbabwe okwamanje, ngoba nxa singathi baqala ama-political party amatsha bazothwaliswa nzima, futhi singathi bahambe ezitradeni beyidemonstrator bazoboshwa bathwaliswe nzima, manje bayakhuleka ema-church bathwaliswa nzima. So into yeZimbabwe inzima sivile, amboni ukuthi sesilenyi lokhu zeni. Singaba lenye option yokuthi abantu benzeni, ngoba zonke izinto vele ukuthi kube le democracy eZimbabwe sokwehlule. Osokusele kuphela ukuthi abantu bayevota ngo-2023. Sizabona ukuthi bazovota njani. Maybe bengavota lapho ngo-2023 kuzaba le democracy eZimbabwe, but okwamanje hayi asazi ukuthi kungenziwani. Lokhu sokufuna uNkulunkulu ukuthi angenele sibe.
Kodwa dokotela, abantu bebekhuleka all the way from kubo 2000 khonale, from ngesikhathi ikuhluthunwa amaplazi ngesikhathi se-violence kuze kube lamhlanje labantu. Abantu lokhu bekhuleka, kodwa utshintsho kukhanya kalubuyi.
Akulanto entshintshileyo. Maybe nxa bebethandaza kawani sokumele bathandaze kabili kumbe kathathu ngelanga, kumbe bakhale kuNkulunkulu ukuze abezwe. Even ukuvota, anti ukuvota nxa sikhuluma ngenketho eziba khona presidential parliamentary, iZANU PF igcina itshontshile ama-votes, ama-elections sometimes nxa impumelo yakhona ingakhitshwanga after amaviki ambalwa kuyaqeda izinyanga. Impumelo yokhetho ingakhitshwanga. So at the moment lapho esikhona vele akula hope for iZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bengenza. Maybe ilokhu zeni i-only option iZimbabwe engaba layo, especially abantu abancane, abantu abazalwa ngabo 2000, labo kuthiwa ngama-2000 ama-millennials. So kumele baye kuma-ballot box ngo-2023 bayevota, and mbona kungavota abantu abaningi to an extent yokuthi i-system won't be able to rig ama-election, kungaba ngcono.
Udokotela Shepherd Mpofu, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe lapho, qhubeka ubambile dokotela. Ndi uye kwa Muri vadzokora. Muri kuti utongi weudzvanyiriri huri kudzama muZimbabwe. Saka poitwa sei nekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kutarisira kwamuri sebato rinopikisa re-CCC?
Yes, if democracy and rule of law and freedom was once upon a time in the intensive care unit, now it's in the mortuary. And when I'm saying once upon a time, I'm talking even during the time of the Smith regime, including the time of Robert Mugabe. We were complaining about human rights abuses. We are complaining about a lack of democracy. But now it's even worse. With Emmerson Mnangagwa, it's even worse. There is no more democracy at all. If ever it was there, it's dead. It's in the mortuary as we are speaking. He has heightened human rights abuses from the time of Robert Mugabe. It's now worse. Right now, as we are speaking, we are not sleeping. We are praying for the release and return of our sister, Mo Blessing Ali, who was abducted by non-ZANU PF people in Chitungwiza. She was seen being abducted. She was seen being bundled in a known car by non-assailants by known people in Chitungwiza. But up until today, we do not have even feedback from the police, from any of the law authorities in Zimbabwe. It's almost 15 days today. Where is Mo Blessing Ali? Where is she? And why are we not getting a detailed report from ZANU-PF? These are the things that we talk about when we claim, not claim, when we say that democracy is dead in Zimbabwe. How can a human being, a person, just disappear like that? The same way that 16 billion disappeared. Now we are having people just disappearing like that. These are the works of a government that is panicking, a government that knows that they will never win an election. So they have to instill the fear of God into people. It's called harvest of fear. And that's exactly what ZANU-PF is doing. They are already doing this in preparation for more violence as we go into 2023. They will be now harvesting that fear, going to the rural areas, going to Bulawayo, where Mo Blessing was not abducted, where people were not arrested or killed, and telling them, those people, that you know us, we are ZANU-PF. We will kill you like what we did to the people in Matabele. We will abduct you. We will do this to you like what we did to Mo Blessing. Harvest of fear. And they are doing this in preparation for 2023 election. And I want to agree with what Dr. Mpofu said, that the only solution that we have as Zimbabweans, it's ourselves. The answer is in ourselves, that we go and register en masse, and we also show up at the ballot box en masse, and we vote out this government. That's the only way. And I am telling you, if we do that, if 6 million people show up at the ballot boxes, ZANU-PF will not even find a way of rigging. They are afraid of numbers. They are afraid of more people showing up. That's the reason why you see that they will never put effort. The government will never put effort. ZANU-PF will never campaign for people to go and register. That's the reason why we do not even have any form of voter education as up to now. If you go to the ZEC website, by its own admission, they are supposed to be continually doing voter education. They are supposed to be doing this from the end of a previous election to the beginning of another election cycle. But they never do that. They will wait until 2 months or 3 months before an election. That's when you will see they will throw in one or two videos or adverts encouraging people to go and vote. But they are supposed to be continually educating people about their right to vote. But they deliberately do not do that because they do not want many people to show up at the ballot boxes.
Thank you, Zokora. Abasanda kusichuma vachangoti bata. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight we are asking the question, is democracy under attack in Zimbabwe? We are talking about events unfolding this week, and today we saw police arresting 36 people who were gathering in Harare to launch a church initiative thus demanding a corruption-free and a democratic Zimbabwe. Dokotela Mpofu, ngiphenduke kuwe. Umzwilu babu Tsokora lapha uyakhuluma. Esikhathini esiningi yebo siyayisola uhulumende, siyamsola, siyayisola izanu. Ngemithetho emibi lokuhlukuluza abantu okwenzakalayo elizweni. Kodwa abamabandla aphikisayo afana la we-TRPC yabo Tsokora, ungathi aqhuba imizamo eneleyo yini njengasephalamenti ukuthi kukhitshwe leyo mithetho emibi? Sabona kukhitshwa iphosa, kwafakwa imopha, kathesi abantu sebebotshwa njalo phansi kwemopha. Amabandla aphikisayo enza okwaneleyo yini, Dokotela Mpofu, ukubona ukuthi kuba lo mbuso okhululekileyo eZimbabwe?
Amabandla aphikisayo ngokubona kwami bayenza imzamo engaphansi kwamandla ukuthi ba bancedise ukukhipheni imithetho le singathi ayikho democratic, kodwa ke iZANU-PF ayisebenzi ngemithetho, ayilandele iconstitution. Untshela ukuthi nxa abantu beyaboshwa esontweni bethandaza, yuphi umthetho ku-constitution othi abantu bengathandaza? Nxa lifuna ukumatsha, nxa lifuna ukuba le-funeral, nxa lifuna ukuyelokhu zeni epaki eHarare for an overnight vigil, whatever it is, amapolisi kumele uya-aplayele emapholiseni, amapholisi alalise ukuthi lenze izinto ezinjalo. So ngokubona kwami, ama-opposition parties, they've done enough to actually try to overturn certain or to remove certain undemocratic laws in Zimbabwe. But ZANU-PF continues, by the way, to use even archaic laws, or even ukusebenzisa imithetho engekho even ku-constitution engayengaexistile. Ungathi president ubenatha, suboshwe ukuthi president ubenatha uboshelwe khonoko. Nxa lokuthi ubenathani besingakwazi, sifuna ukunatha utshwala kulicala. Uyabona? So at the end of the day, ngibona ngani amabandla aphikisayo angazenzeni, iZANU-PF ayisozitshintshi. And umlando, ngokubona kwami, umlando asingeke sawubeka kumabandla la aphikisayo. Umlando kuZANU-PF njengebandla elibusayo, ZANU-PF njengebandla elisebenzisa amapholisa ukwenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni, lisebenzisa amasosha ukwenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni. So amabandla aphikisayo akulanto angayenza endaweni enjalo. They are actually powerless.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli ubenatha okhuluma ngalo ludaba olwabophisa uMduduzi Mathuthu, umhleli wephephandaba leZim Live. Bathi wathwitha ukuthi uMnangagwa wayenatha ngesikhathi zebala, istatement esasisithi amabhanga asemise inhlelo zokuboleka imali. Bamthajile nje last week, if not this week, I think this week nge-Monday. Then we also have VKC omunye ubaba lapha. Let me read this from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. They said, and this was on June 8th, they are saying, in Mutawatawa, we rescued Lovemore Muchenje by getting him released from police custody after he had been arrested for undermining the authority of or insulting President Mnangagwa by allegedly posting on a WhatsApp group, a picture depicting the ZANU-PF leader wearing a dress and writing a caption saying, "By economy, ndirimainini." Muchenje, who spent a night in detention, was set free after the intervention of Tinashe Chinox of Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who challenged the prosecution of his client in his absence of a certificate of authority to prosecute issued by the prosecutor general in terms of the law. Udaba indaba ezinjalo dokotela ezibophisa abantu ukuthi bathethise umongameli ngamacala esiwabona phose viki ngeviki abantu bayabotshwa njalo nje. Ungathi kulomahluko yini in that regard with esasikubona ngesikhathi sikamgabe?
Of course, akulamahluko ngoba ngesikhathi sikamgabe izinto ezifananayo ezazisenziwa. Abantu babeboshwa kuthiwa ku-undermine i-authority ka-president or whatever it is. And again, i-freedom of speech expression includes the freedom to caricature the leaders, angithi. So making fun of the president really, really should not be something that our policemen should be occupied with. And then this is something that our democracy should actually be built on, because abantu ungakhangele America ukhangele ngapi, even eSouth Africa kunapho upresident bayamkhathuna beze yonke into abantu. Akula mntu wakwaboshwa eAmerica kuthiwa su-undermine authority ka-president, whatever that means. Nxa ungadweba uMnangagwa egqoke isigqoko ukuthi by economy ndirimayinini, Of course, by economy, I mean Nini, because he has no grasp of the economy whatsoever, and he doesn't even grasp anything. So, Mao President Enjalo, abantu have a right to ukuthi bamkhathune, have a right to make commentaries, have a right to write about things that they are not satisfied with. So at the end of the day, singathi iZANU-PF seems to be bent on an undemocratic path, and they are not willing to change. And they're actually going to use the police ukuthi bahlukumeze abantu beZimbabwe, and baqhubeke besenza ukuthi abantu besabe to an extent. And this is leading to 2023, by the way. Ukuthi uyagcina ungasathembi even ukuzithemba wena nokuthemba umakhelwane wakho nokuthemba ubani. And you can imagine nxa wathumela imessage ngeWhatsApp, wayithumela kubani mbani wami reportayo, and yena wayithatha ngaphi, what was wrong with that? And kuyakhontinua njalo ukuthi bonke abantu abathumela ama-message la sokuzamele baboshe. Otherwise lagcina ligcwalisa amajeli, iZANU-PF lagcina igcwalisa amajeli ngezinto ezingekhoyo, uyabona. So for one, really, there's no difference between, at least Mugabe was clever than Mnangagwa. We can grant Mugabe that. Mugabe seemed to be aware of what's happening around him, and he had some sort of intellect to grasp the economics and the politics of the globe and of Zimbabwe. But what we have currently, really, is a man who is out of his depth, a man who doesn't inspire hope.
I must say that we are expecting somebody from ZANU-PF to join us. That's Dr. Masimba Mavaza. He had said that at the beginning of the show he was going to join after about 10 minutes. But isikhathi sambile ngwafamba, we've been trying to call Dr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. But abazi kunonga phone yabo is not picking his phone. Saka we will continue trying, and also trying another ZANU-PF official in Canada. That's Mr. Regis Charumbira. He also agreed to be on the show, but I've been trying to call him. See. Foni zacho ziri kuneza vari kuchema ne network kwa vari vacharumbira saka fingers crossed we are expecting somebody from ZANU-PF to join us. Ndiku taurira pakuti, as you know, Studio 7 inotema isina kwayakarerekera. You may see us tonight having vadzokora ve Triple C and an analyst vachishora ZANU-PF, vachishora hurumende, and there's no one to defend the government. But what we are saying, we reached out to ZANU-PF, and two officials promised to join us. They have not yet done so. ASI will continue trying to link up with them. Vadzokora ndichi dzokera. Kwamuri, tichitarisa Afrobarometer yakaburitsa yatingati ongororo kana kuti survey yayakaita this week. Vari kuti 51% yevanhu vemuZimbabwe vanovimba nava Emmerson Mnangagwa mutungamiri wenyika. Asi, is it 72%? Are saying the country is headed in the wrong direction. How do you reconcile the two? 51% saying we trust the president, but again, 72% saying the country is in the wrong direction. How do you reconcile that?
You can't reconcile it because it's not possible. What they are saying, I don't know where they got their statistics, where Afrobarometer got their statistics. I don't know whom they talked to, which Zimbabweans they spoke to. I even doubt, you know, their processes. They always come up in support of ZANU-PF. This is not the first time that they've come up with a skewed propositions and numbers like that. So I've made a research on the composition of the board of directors and the people that make up Afrobarometer. You know, some of them have very strong links to ZANU-PF. So I would not listen, if I'm a Zimbabwean, I would not listen or even pay attention to what Afrobarometer says. You know, we know that Emmerson Mnangagwa has been investing heavily, even here in America. He has hired public relations companies, you know, to do the dirty work for him and try to do what they call social engineering to try and present ZANU-PF as a party that is preferred by many, to try and cleanse Emmerson Mnangagwa as a good man, remove the blood that is on Emmerson Mnangagwa. You know, they are paying millions of dollars to UK companies. So they also have people that they pay in Africa. So Zimbabweans do not pay attention to what Afrobarometer says. We are here, we are dealing with a government that is panicking, and they are using millions of dollars that they should be investing back in the country to give to people so that they can tell the world that Emmerson Mnangagwa is the right leader, that ZANU-PF is the right party to lead Zimbabwe. But that's all they have. This is like Dr. Mpofu was saying, this is a government that is jittery, that is suffering from paranoia, that they run away from anything. That's the reason why you see them arresting people arbitrarily, because when they see people in the streets, they think it's regime change. They think they're about to be removed. They know what they're doing. What they're doing is not right. So they are afraid of anything and anyone. Vanotiza chero mumvuri yavo chaiyo chaiyo. Mnangagwa ndofunga gonzo rikadonha mumba. Anototiza kutomhanya chaiko kuti iwe ndakuurayiwa pana. That's what leaders who do not respect the wishes of the people end up doing. You know, they end up killing people.
Ndikubate muromo vadzokora. Asi, there is another aspects of this survey which are favorable to the opposition. Like here they are saying that trust in the opposition, in opposition political parties, was at 48%, while trust in the ruling party was 44%. And they are also saying they found with the people that support ZANU-PF in Zimbabwe now at, is it 44%, while those that support the opposition are at 42%, which is somewhat statistically a tie. And those are favorable to the opposition. Still, you don't believe in
no,
that.
That's a carrot and stick approach. You know, they give you something and then they hit you with the other hand. You know, it's they would have to do that for, you know, for these numbers, for these statistics to be believable. But I do not pay attention to all that, and I would urge Zimbabweans not to pay attention to what Afrobarometer does, you know, because we all know what is going on in Zimbabwe. Who would approve of Emmerson Mnangagwa in a free and fair analysis? Who would approve of a person who is killing people the way he's doing right now? Is tomorrow we'll be having a memorial service in Lower Gweru for Mbomeni Ngwe, who was killed. And right now, as we are speaking, we are looking for more blessing Ali, who was abducted and she was not found. And as we are speaking, bread is now a luxury in most people's homes. School fees is going up every day, and it's being people are being billed in U.S. dollars when they are not being paid in U.S. dollars. You know, you are being paid in bond notes, and your school fees and other things are coming in U.S. dollars. The roads in Zimbabwe you saw that car in Bulawayo getting into a portal, if you even have to call it a portal. So who would approve of such a leader, you know, who has messed up people's lives and is doing such a shoddy job, such a bad job? I don't see anyone approving of Emmerson Mnangagwa as we are speaking, aside of the people that are benefiting from ZANU-PF, that are benefiting from corrupt deals, corrupt activities, the minerals that are being taken, and those that are being given land, like the Chinese, the Russians, and of course the families of those in ZANU-PF that are stealing and are being allowed to get away, you know, without being arrested. Those are the only people, yes, who would approve of Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. But as it is, any normal Zimbabwean, any sane Zimbabwean would not approve of anything that ZANU-PF is doing.
Tinotenda vadzokora isiqhubeke ngohlelo lwethu kulabo abasanda kusixhuma. Singumsakazo we-Studio 7 njalo kuhlelo lamhlanje sikhuluma ilabe CCC ubaba uTawanda Dzokora kanye lengcwethi kwezombusazwe uDokotela Shepherd Mpofu. Sikhuluma ngokubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu eZimbabwe. Isibonile ngoba sibonile lamhlanje kubotshwe I have a call here ubaba uCharumbira from ZANU PF. Usesi tintile bacharumbira from Bature ZANU PF Varejist Charumbira. We've been trying to connect with him. Asi runare ruangaruchi neza siwazoti fonera. Bacharumbira, we appreciate your call and that notenda gu kupina muchirongwa. Hello, bacharumbira. We have a bad connection there. As I was saying, ukuthi ibesinqose abantu bezanu-PF lo ngomunye wabo ubaba uRegis Charumbira ozama ukusifonela kodwa incingo zikhanya ziyala. Besicele njalo lo Dr. Masimba Mabaza, liyamazi sivama ukuba laye kuhlelo kodwa laye ukhanya akabambeki. Kodwa siqhubeke ngohlelo lwethu. Nxa sikhuluma ke ngodaba lwama findings lawa awe Afro Barometer, sibonile i survey yabo isithi abantu abafika ku 72% bathi ilizwe lisendleleni embi. Kanti kuzoba le 51% njalo ethi iyamethemba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So khonapho ngane kule contradiction, asazi ukuthi how can that happen. Kodwa sizwe udokotela Shepherd Mpofu ukuthi yena ulubona njani lolu daba, ngoba abaningi bathi ngesikhiwa yilokho okuthiwa yi-oxy moron. Sesihlaye njalo ubaba uCharumbira lapha sizwa ukuthi sesizwana nayini. Bacharumbira makadei.
Tiripo makadeiko.
Hayi watiripo yedu. Tinotenda nekutifonera. We've been trying to call you. Asi mafoni ari kunetsa zvekuti.
Mafoni ari kunetsa nenyaya yenetwork, saka ndatimutirai pane namba dzokuno dzambling, saka tichinda online now.
Okay, tinotenda zvikuru. Bacharumbira ndeve Batore ZANU PF. Tonight, Mr. Charumbira, we are asking the question, is democracy under attack in Zimbabwe as alleged by human rights defenders and the opposition? Because tukuona mazuva ano kuri kusungwa vanhu vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka vaMnangagwa vakawanda, uyezve nhasi taona kuchisungwa vanhu vanoita 36 vanosanganisira vemachechi vanga vachiparura sangano rinokurudzira utongi hwejekerere muZimbabwe.
Ndinotenda kuti yes, democracy iko zvakanyanya kuZimbabwe kuno kwandiri kuno ndekumusha. I think ndinoona kuti kune inonzi rule of law, neinonzi enforcement inoitwa namapurisa kunyika yoga yoga. Izvi ndinoonazvo kuti ndo zviri kuvhiringidziwa vamwe vedu muno munyika yeZimbabwe kuti vanogona kungofunga kuti toda kuita chakati, votosumuka votoita zvimwe zvacho zvinoda kupuwa malaisensi nokuauthorizwa neveenforcement, mapurisa kana mutemo wezegovernment. Saka mukatarisa vose vanonzi vasungwa vadai vadai, inyaya yekuti vemahuman rights avo vanenge vachida kuti nokuti sarudzo dzedu dzaakuuya ka dzaakuenda kusarudzoka, vari kuda kuti vawane zvokupomera kuti vamanga gwavanza aiwa basa vakonewa saka mukatarisa kuti ivo vari kuita izvi zvamuri kutaura izvi vambonge vapuwa here authorization kana kuti vari kungomira pamakona avo votanga kutsoropodza government vachiita zvavanenge vachiita nokuti isu zvati government yedu kana mukakumbira zvakanaka munopuwa asi kana mukatimi munongomaakuita kuzvitonga kwokuti hamucha respect rule of law hamucha respect my enforcement officers hamucha respect government uye mazvo nemuchiita ndezvokutukirira mukuru wenyika izvozvo handifungi kuti zvinhu zvingafadza kuti chero zvikacha government ikachinja iyo nenge ari mukuru wenyika wo panguva idzodzo handifungi kuti tinofanira kumudisrespecta saka ngatitange iye zvino kuti titevedzere mitemo yemunyika medu nokuti zvinhu zvitifambire tese ndinotenda zvikuru.
Varegister Rumbira, mukuru wezanu PF kuno kuNorth America asi kutaura kuno kuvari kuZimbabwe havo. Asi tichitarisa futi pane imwe nyaya vacharumbira takaona nezuro vemhuri uyezve shamaridza vaAlex Magaisa vachikumbira mvumo kuita yatinoti vigili kuraita makendo kuHarare uko mangwana vachirangarira mumwe wavo akashaya svondo rino asi vakanyimwa mvumo which boggles the mind really kuti vanhu vari panhamo apa vari kuda kusangana kuti vange vachirangarira mumwe wavo asi vari kunyimwa mvumo why.
Right, hapini ndoda kuti ndi chemewo nemhuri yokwava Magaisa. Alex Magaisa pavanga vari kuUK, taishanda navo vari kubata ravo reMDC, tiri kwedu kuZambia, tichikwikwidzana zvikuru imo mumarege matiri. Kurasikwa kwavo kweupenyu, kurasikwa kweduwo, nokuti isu hatifari kuti munhu adi anga achirasikwa noupenyu. Zvamabvunza izvi. Mukazvitarisa futi zvandambotaura zviya kuti avo vanga vaidaita vhijio yavo zvine zvaongororwa negavhenment zvichionekwa kuti vhijio yavo yavari kuda kuita iyi haisi kuda kuzokumutsa here bongo zoso chatisingadi munyika muno inyaya yekuti muite munga mupopoto toita chinhu chinokonzeresa kuti paite eruption of mademonstration kana maprotesters vachida kushandisa opportunity yemushakabvu vamagaisa vanenge vashaika. Saka izvozvo ndozvindoramba ndichingodzokera kuyako kuti kazhinji kazhinji mukaona vachizonyimwa pemisheni yokuita izvozvo inyaya yekuti pane zvine zvaongororwa zvaonekwa kuti vanhu ava vakapiwa pemisheni iyi mugumo wazvo izvi zvichazopedzisira zvakukonzeresa kuti munyika mushaye peace vakuru vedu vegavhenmendi nepati yedu ZANUPF president wezimbabwe Comrade Edmund Mnangagwa vari kutaura nyaya yepeace peace peace and unity. Saka zvinhu izvi ini sokuona kwangu ndinzoona kuti zvisina peace kumberi kwazvo saka zvinhu zvisina peace kumberi kwazvo think sebato rezanupf riri kutonga handifungi kuti tingazvibvumirawo nesuwo asi kuchema navamagaisa aiwa kana gavhenmendi chai chaiyo inenge zvitochemawo navamagaisa.
I would imagine though vacharumbira kuti the prospect of violence would only arise if the deceased was, say, a party activist who had died violently or something of that nature. But here we are talking about an intellectual, a pro. He was more than an activist. Magaisa was, he was a larger-than-life figure. And Papa Namuka, I don't see any prospects of a protest or violence, why deny this vigil, really? It boggles the mind.
So, kutangani chokuti vaida kuitira kupi. Handifungi kuti kumhuri yavo kuri kuinda vanhu vachibata maoko ndokwavaida kuzviitira. Government haigoni kuti vanhu vachida kuungana pamba pavo vachida kuchema mufi wavo. Yoti hazvibvumidzwi. Nokuti munhu uyu ndokuoposition. Hazvisi zvamboitika munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka mukada kutarisa kuti vaida kuzviitira kupi zvinhu izvi handiti
kuHarare Gardens
hati muri kuona zvandiri kutaura kuti munoda kunoitira muHarare Gardens vanga vari hero here yokuti inoda an open space kuti ichemwe kana kuti vanogona chemwa kubva kwavo vanga vane position yei kumusangano we okwase kana even kana anga kumusangano we ZANU-PF chayo chayo vanenge vachinoitiko iyi ku Harare Garden chii chinechi da kuitwa ku Harare Garden chanyanya kukosha sterling chii pane zvizvi saka lingi muri kuona kuti enda mushure vana vezimbabwe vari kuteerera zvamuchi kutaura kuti ndosaka ndati saka zvakarambidziwa ezii ndaitovapa inhau yokuti maitiro acho atiri kuita yakaya seopposition handiti handifungiri kuti maitiro atiri kuita tiri kudata peace munyika mezimbabwe tiri kurakira zvinhu zvinongozokonzeresa kumite distability which is not going to be allowed by the government.
Please do stay on the line. Vacharumbira, as I bring in Dr. Mpofu. Dr. Mpofu, I'm sure you've been listening to Mr. Charumbira. What's your take?
I think these things of defending the indefensible actually get boring at some point, you know. How do you have policemen who are prophets who would know what people are going to do if they were granted a permission to have a vigil? In any case, why would a democratic country, if we were to assume that Zimbabwe is a democracy for one moment, why would people in a democratic country require a police clearance to attend a funeral? It's quite boring and something that is not worthy of any intellectual engagement with, you know, because I honestly don't know how to react to this. Like, honestly, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Even to a two-year-old, this thing will never, ever make sense, you know? And there's no way in heaven, hell, or earth that people will gather to commemorate Magaisa, as I said before. He's a man who advocated for peace. He's a man who contributed immensely to the Zimbabwean cause. He's a man who dreamt of a better Zimbabwe outside the leadership and the brutalities of ZANU-PF. And therefore, there's no way in his name that anyone would gather and start violence. In any case, violence against who? Because we would imagine that people would attend Magaisa's vigil would be people of same mind, people who have Magaisa in mind, and people who are mourning. And in any case, Magaisa is not only, it doesn't belong only to the Magaisa family. Magaisa is a hero to the post-2000 Zimbabweans. Not a hero as defined by ZANU-PF, by the way. He's a hero to many people, many young people that Magaisa carried their aspirations. Magaisa spoke for them. Magaisa wrote about them in mind. Magaisa strove for a better Zimbabwe for those people. And therefore, at the end of the day, one could imagine what will they be, or who will they be carrying violence against if we say that the police foresaw that there's going to be violence at the vigil? It just boggles the mind, and it's nonsensical at best to sum it up that you think of Zimbabweans that way. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is an indictment on what we think of Zimbabweans, that they are unreasonable people and that they are people who need to be controlled, who need to be babied by ZANU-PF to do whatever they want to do. Zimbabweans are grown up and Zimbabweans know what they want and they should be given that opportunity. In any case, why don't they give them the permission to go for the funeral and not curtail them, and then if there's violence, they will arrest the organizers.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't even explained to us why people were arrested in a church for praying, for goodness sake. That act stinks to higher heavens. Why would people be arrested for praying? And I think it's embarrassing, really, to defend these behaviors. It's quite embarrassing, and history will judge some people very harshly for this.
Thank you there, Dr. Mpofu. Va dzokora manzwa zvataura navacharumbira.
Hapana chandanzwa ini, nekuti hapana chavataura vacharumbira. Zvinonzwisa ngoni kunzwa munhu achitaura pamusoro pemufi matauriro ari kuita kuti Dr. Magaisa ndiani vanounganirwa kuHarare Gardens. Dr. Magaisa is a hero. This is a hero of the people. Maybe not a hero of ZANU-PF or by ZANU-PF definition. This is a man who was standing for the people, by the people. And I don't even know why ZANU-PF and Mr. Charumbira would be speaking the way he's speaking. Because if you read the BRS for Dr. Magaisa, his articles on Saturday, who missed them greatly, you see that he was speaking for the people. And for the people means all the people in Zimbabwe, both ZANU-PF, CCC, and any opposition person. He was an advisor, not only to the opposition, but also to ZANU-PF. He would talk about what we should do to get better, to get ahead as Zimbabweans. He would advise what the government should be doing to ensure that there is constitutionalism in Zimbabwe. And talking about the constitution, this is a man who spearheaded or was part of the constitutional writing process of our constitution post-independence. And you talk down a person like that. We have seen even in some ZANU-PF groups where some people were saying, oh, there goes another sanctioned supporter. These are ZANU-PF people. These are ZANU-PF members that are denigrating a fellow human being. And we are seeing the same being done here by Mr. Charumbira, that people, Zimbabweans, who have a right to congregate, a right to protest, a right to attend a funeral, were denied that right to just go and light candles and pray for the departed. Even the reason why Bishop Magaya and 36 others were arrested, they were in a church, for God's sake. So what is he talking about? Does he want people to apply for permission to go to their own church so that they can have a prayer session?
Thank you there. Zokora, let me go back to Charumbira as we wrap up. Briefly, Charumbira, 72% of Zimbabweans say the country is in the wrong direction. That clearly is an indictment on ZANU-PF, isn't it?
Yeah, but Afrobarometer, who is in charge of Afrobarometer? Who is formed that organization? And what is the purpose of that organization anyway? So you see, we cannot base on any foreign funded or inspired organization, right? Let's have our own survey. How can we say the country is on the wrong direction while we are celebrating the achievement of our president? The country is moving on the right track. Right now, as we talk, we know there is a drought, and the government has already outsourced a lot of maize.
There's good news still,
just
though.
Just to say a few, but if you say 72%, I don't believe in that. I think that's very biased.
It also says 51% trust President Mnangagwa. Isn't that good enough?
No, I think 51 or 52% is not good enough. That's not giving him a good margin. We are looking for at least about 70-80%. Why am I saying that? Because we are seeing what we have not seen or witnessed in this country since liberation, right? So what is lacking right now, that I can agree with somebody, is that the job sector, right? The government is, that's why the government is creating more and more jobs. But the opposition is busy trying to denigrate what the president is doing. And we'll see this on our next election. The result of our next election will actually, you know, give us a glimpse of exactly what has been happening that we don't see now. Right? But if you see, when you look at Afrobarometer, you go back to even when it was started. They've been an organization that is there specifically for regime change. If I can be very clear with you. So we as ZANU-PF, why are we going to be agreeing with a regime change agenda to remove us from power and do what? So those organizations that are foreign funded, Freedom House, Africa Barometer, etc., they are very biased organizations who will never say anything positive about ZANU-PF. And I think we are getting a little bit more tough as ZANU-PF as we are reaching, as we are approaching 2023, you know, as we are approaching 2023, because of these, you know, examples that you are giving us, because you are not being fair. I think it's better for us to end at this election when we have got fairness, you know, in the political arena. But right now there is no fairness, so which means everyone is going to do whatever they can, and definitely from all that there will be a result of the election.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so very much, Mr. Charumbira, for taking trouble to get in touch with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Siyabonga, Baba Regis Charumbira. And we are out of time. Let me wrap it up with my other guests, Dr. Sheban Pofu and Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. Gentlemen, you each have 30 seconds. Mr. Tsokora, 30 seconds, give us your last word.
We continue to fight for the release and return of Mo Blessing Ali, who was abducted in Chitungwiza. And we have lined up a number of activities online in Chitungwiza. Right now, as we are speaking, there is a search party that is going on, led by citizens. Our Member of Parliament, Job Scala, is there. And tomorrow, right here in North America, we'll be having a prayer session where we are inviting all Zimbabweans to come and pray and protest for the return of Mo Blessing Ali. And I also want to take this opportunity kuti kumhuri kwa vamagaisa musa kanganisike zvenyu nezvaitika kuHarare kuti candle lighting session yatadza kuitwa. Vana veZimbabwe vakamira nemi, ticharamba tichinamata, ticharamba tichifamba nezvaitaurwa na Dr. Magaisa kusvika Zimbabwe yasununguka. Asi kuti tisvike ikoko, handi tinonyoresa kuvhota nehuwandu hwedu, toenda zvakare kunovhota muna 2023. Tibvise hurumende iyoyi, tichiisa vatungamiri vanotya Mwari, vatungamiri vanoda vanotevedzera zvido zvevanhu.
Thank you there, Chief Shoshwe Vatawanda Tsokora. Dr. Mpofu, your last word, 30 seconds.
Well, I think as we're discussing today, we noticed that Zimbabwe is continuously deteriorating in terms of democracy, in terms of human rights, dignity to human life under the current regime. And Mnangagwa, when he took over power, he indicated left and he turned right. He promised Zimbabweans democracy, he promised to open up the space for robust debate and political expression. But all that is slowly being eroded as we head towards 2022. And one hopes that Zimbabweans will register to vote, will vote in large numbers and also defend their vote. After voting, no one should go home. People should camp at the polling stations until the results are released, so that they protect their vote. And we hope for a better Zimbabwe. And we pay tribute to Alex Magaisa that what he so fiercely fought for hasn't been achieved. And we thank him for his intelligence. We thank him for his passion for Zimbabwe and the contributions that he made. And we call upon academics to actually fill up the gap that Magaisa has left, to provide incisive commentary to the cause of Zimbabwe, to help Zimbabwe engage with the issues, sophisticated issues, simplify them for the masses, make the material available to be engaged with the ordinary.
Thank you. That's Dr. Shepard Mpofu. Also, a thank you to Vatawanda Tsokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, as well as Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date. Next Friday, I am Tungamili Komo. Kuna Zimbabwe.